Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside. Get ready to believe that you can have it all, a balanced life, a dreamy marriage, and a successful business. My name is Amy Wan, and I am a wife, a mom, marriage therapist, high-performance business coach, and believer in keeping it real. Real life, real relationships, real people. I teach you my proven and time-tested strategies that are sure to help you, your relationships, and your business thrive. Each episode, I am going to meet you right where you are so I can give you proven and time-tested strategies that you need to build an immensely fruitful life. This is real life, raw, sometimes ugly, other times wonderful and fun. I can't promise you this work is easy, but I can tell you from experience, it is totally worth it. Are you ready? Let's get started.
I've been hiding. I've been hiding. I'm going to dive right into this episode of Marriage on Fire, and I'm going to talk to you about why I've been hiding and how I came to realize that's actually what I've been doing. So I've been hiding from the world, my team at the office, my family, you, especially you, and more importantly, myself. But worst of all, I have been hiding from the path that God has set in front of me. See, I know I'm supposed to put myself out there and tell my story, my childhood story of abuse, my living in my car, which I've talked about some, the pain, the suffering, the marriage, the married roommates. And I have put myself out there at times, but I've also pulled back. So it's kind of like this roller coaster of put myself out there, let's test the water, see if it's going to be okay, be vulnerable about it, and then go hide some more because it got scary. And I know that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. Sometimes I sit there and I just wonder, like, is my message even important? Like, why does anybody want to hear my junk? Because I'm tired of my junk, to be honest. I'd rather deal with everybody else's. I'm much better with everybody else's junk than my own. But that isn't what God is telling me. But honestly, it's a little scary and quite vulnerable to put yourself out there publicly and tell your junk. And I don't believe that everybody needs to know all the intimate details of my life. And I want to be very cautious and careful because, you know, there's people in my life that I would never hurt by telling a story. Even if it's more impactful to others, I would have to talk to them first and do some things. Now, John knows I talk about our relationship, so that isn't anything. If it was something I thought he might not like, then I would go talk to him first. So there is a fine line of being vulnerable, putting yourself out there, telling a story to help someone, but also, you know, protecting those that you love. But why am I hiding? I think this has more to do with me than anybody else. Like I could say it's them. I'm hiding because I'm scared. I think I'm scared about getting my message across and helping all these people and being impactful in that way. And I don't understand that because I love to help people. I know it's my life's path. I know it's what God wants me to do. But at the same time, there is some pressure a responsibility. Like, it's bigger than me at this point. And it scared me. Like, a year and a half ago, I didn't even know what a podcast was. And yet, here I have one. And I never know what I'm going to talk about. And today, this is just, I was sitting with my Bible study this morning, and this just came over me. And it's like asking myself this question, why am I hiding? I'm hiding because I'm scared. But at the same time, that doesn't serve anybody's purpose. So I've really got to get over myself. And I think part of it is too, I had a soul changing year last year, and I get it. 2020, it changed all of us. And for me, it wasn't that it was, you know, I mean, some people, I can't even imagine their stories. I had a soul changing year, just things that happened, paralyzed me, in fear, worry, stress. And it wasn't COVID related. It was my family related, right? And then, my husband lost his mom. He lost his job. And, you know, all these things that happened, there's 20 things in there that are major. And I got paralyzed. I had to go back into survival mode. And survival mode is doing only what you got to do to get through the day. And sometimes that was barely getting dressed, honestly, barely getting dressed, because I didn't want to face another day sometimes because of the stress and the turmoil and the what's going to happen today. And I don't normally get like that. So it lasted about 4 months because we were going through some heavy, heavy trauma. And after that, it was all I could do just to sit there. I literally did not work from April 20th till September 8th, other than just a little bit here or there, right? I put my online business on hold, and that meant I put serving you on hold. I didn't show up because I couldn't. And I don't want, why I say it's soul changing is I am trying to figure out, how can I have serious trauma in my life but still show up? And I don't think with what happened last year I could have. There's no way. So I just have to accept that and not beat myself up, because at this point it is what it is. And guess what? I'm here now. But there is still a part of me that is scared of putting myself back out there, because it could be soul crushing. Not everybody's going to agree with everything I say. Not everybody's going to like it. I get slammed. Like, you should see some of the DMs and messages I get. But they don't really bother me too much, because I know that's about them. And there was a great marketer, and I don't remember who it was, but he said, the first time you get hate mail, you know you've arrived. You know you have a message that somebody is going to have worth from the first time you get it. And I keep that in mind, and it kind of makes me giggle. And I was like, okay. But I really know that I know my heart, and my heart for giving, and my heart for helping. So I always go in with the right intentions. I never go into hurt or harm. So if I keep that in mind, it makes it a little easier to come out here and try to help each other and help you. So here's what I want to do is, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know the overwhelm that you have in your life. I just know that we all have overwhelm. So I kind of think of it like this. Think about Jeff Bezos of Amazon. Like, really, how does that guy do what he does in 24 hours a day? Because we all have the same 24 hours in the day. So how do some people manage to really have great output, be highly successful, and at the same time, how do others of us get paralyzed in the overwhelm? So I've really been thinking about this, and I've been listening to what some of the highly successful people say. And I really don't think there's a person alive that hasn't felt overwhelmed at some time. But here's the thing. As long as you have a clear target in mind, where you're fully aligned with your purpose and with clarity, I think it starts there. Because I am so much more productive when I am in alignment and when I am clear on my purpose. I know my purpose is to serve marriages, but what I've struggled with is taking what I do successfully one-on-one during the day with couples and putting it into a larger scale online platform to help thousands, tens of thousands. I have a lofty goal of 100,000 couples this year. And I can't seem to get it all out there. But it's been because, and if you've been with me for a while now and you've listened to my older episodes, you know I'm pivoting, right? You know I'm pivoting with who I'm helping. It's not that I don't want to help everyone. I actually do. But what is happening is my messaging and me and myself, I'm getting lost in it all. Because there's so many different variables and so many different types of couples that I'm not helping anyone because I'm trying to help everyone. So I have gotten recently very, very clear about my target. And that is why I'm moving to help married entrepreneurs who work with their spouse. I want to help you thrive in life, marriage, and business because you really can have it all. Like, you really can. I'm not just saying that to add fluff in there. You could do it because I've done it. And I've studied from the greats, Michael Hyatt, Brendan Burchard. I have studied from some great leaders. I've probably read over 200 leadership books. At some point, I knew that they were going to come out and help me. So what I'm doing, and I am so excited and passionate about it, is I am marrying my business experience, my CEO hat, my high performance coaching hat, and my marriage therapist hat, all three in one. And I think that's unique. I can't find it anywhere else. If you find someone, let me know. I want to talk to them. I want to collaborate. That doesn't mean if you don't fit exactly in the entrepreneur who works with their spouse, that I don't have value for you and that you can't come along for the ride. Because at the end of the day, we are absolutely going to teach you to thrive in your life and marriage and your career, even if you don't own your own business. And what I lost from moving to my one-on-one to online was I lost who I was working with. So going back, I was working primarily with people that owned their own company, or they were a high level CEO, C-suite level, VP, high level manager in major companies, or their spouse owned a business. Both like power couples or couplepreneurs. I was already doing that. So why did I get away from it when I went to online? I don't know. But I have loved helping so many people so far. All that's going to change is my messaging, right? My messaging is going to be a little more unique, geared to their unique circumstances. But I really truly believe that you can learn something from that and from having all of it. Like, the impact is exponential, right? Because if you're aligned, and this goes back to the overwhelm, right? If you're aligned with what you're doing, and now I know what my wording is, which is what gets me stuck, what gets me stopped from showing up. Like, sometimes I'm like, I don't even know what to talk about on this podcast. I have 1,000 things. Which one do I choose? Well, now I am very clear. I'm going to talk about the 10 thrive life domains. I'm going to talk about marriage in unique situations when you're working with your spouse. And I'm going to talk about business. And then I'm going to bring people on that excel in all or one of these areas. As soon as I switched this, I started meeting people. I am recording 2 podcasts later this week that I'm so excited to bring you these 2 men. I have more coming up. All of a sudden, everything I wanted to say has become very clear. So I want to also help people live with purpose. And if you don't know your purpose, let's find it. Let's find it. Let's get clear so you can get out of the overwhelm. I want to talk to people about balancing their life so that you can get out of the overwhelm and actually live and not survive the day. And I also want to talk to people about connection. Connecting in relationships, because at the end of the day, that's all we want. We want a deep emotional connection with at least one other human being. I mean, think about it in marriage. Isn't that what we're fighting for? a deep emotional connection. So I am going to put out content that will hopefully spark you to go find purpose, balance, and connection. I am so excited about it. Like, I have never been this clear in my life. So all of the leadership experts, the Jeff Bezos of the world, the Glenn Lundys of the world, the Michael Hyatts, they all say this. When you're clear on your purpose, you're clear in your schedule, you're clear in your path, it's energizing. It's not exhausting anymore. It's not overwhelming anymore. Like, I am energized. I am ready to go. I've never been as scheduled as I am right now. And what I mean by that is I have never in a point in my life taken and had my ideal week where I actually lived within it. So I have set blocks of time for everything I need to get done, right? Including working out, including meal planning, including church, including family time, including me time. I run two successful businesses, two seven-figure businesses. I am CEO and founder of both. And you can do that, right? I have three children. I have a husband. I've got four dogs. I mean, who has four dogs? That's crazy. I have teams that rely on me, families that count on me. And I have never been as aligned as I am right now because I want to be able to work a normal 35, 40-hour schedule and live the rest of the time. And I'm doing it. But it has taken me figuring out blocks of time where I work best, right? So for instance, on Wednesday, Thursday mornings from 9 to 12, I do nothing but write content. Today, as soon as this is Tuesday morning at 7:45, as soon as I'm done with this, I'm going to get ready for work while I listen to a podcast and I learn, and then I'm going to go to work and I'm going to do nothing from 9 to 12 other than work on back in company, the finances, policies. We are implementing a new paid time off policy, getting things ready for strategic planning. That's what I'll do. Then I have meetings in the afternoon. I do my best work, my best thinking work in the mornings. I usually record podcasts on Thursday or Friday afternoons. But I was just led in my Bible study time this morning, in my morning routine, and my plan and thinking about things for the day, that I was like, I have to go out and share that I am scared, but I am on fire and I am going to give this path going forward. And I want you to have that in your life, right? So when you're laser focused, it's energy driven. When you're trying to control everything and when you're trying to do everything yourself and you're not delegating and getting other people to help you, that's when it's draining. That's when it's overwhelm, right? You got to delegate and empower people to help you. And that includes your spouse. Who cares if they don't do the laundry or brush the kids' hair like you would? Who cares? Let it go. So I've got a limited time here on earth, like limited, and I'm getting ready to hit 50 in a few months. So it's coming closer and closer to an end. And I'm a late bloomer. So I'm starting late, right? On my life's purpose. Like, I'm really starting late. So it's never too late to start over. But I got a limited time and I want to make a profound impact in this world. I want to make such a large contribution on the family that I bring down the divorce rate. But I also want to make a profound impact on generations, because if I can help a couple figure out how to have a marriage on fire that works for them and is unique for them, then you help the children and then you help those children's children and it impacts generation after generation. That's what I want to do. If you want to learn how to thrive with me, go to marriagesparks.com/thrive and join the waiting list. Join me for more information. Listen to the Marriage on Fire podcast. Get on my social media, Facebook and Instagram at Marriage Sparks, and see what's coming up. See where you can get help, free, paid programs, whatever it is for you, one-on-one coaching with me, whatever that is. Check it out, but do the work. Let's find your purpose. Until next time, come back because we're going to get there. Bye.
Okay, that wraps up today's episode of the Marriage on Fire podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episode. While you're there, it would mean the world to me if you would take a few seconds and leave me an honest rating and review. You can find all the links and informations mentioned in this episode at www.marriagesparks.com. And don't forget to tag me on Instagram at @marriagesparks or at @TheAmyWine. And let me know what you took away from the episode or what you would love for me to talk about in the future. Thank you for listening, and I will see you again here next week. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business. And your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're gonna tackle real life marriage challenges. From reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're going to find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com. And let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.